Hello.
Hey, Jerry, it's Alan.
Alan, one second. Alan.
How you doing?
I feel better today.
Yeah, you sound better.
Yeah, it's day to day, man. I didn't receive the videos.
Okay, they should be, if I don't know how they sent them, but I know they sent them out yesterday.
Oh.
And I think they went out courier. I'm hoping they went out next day because they asked for your phone number and all that stuff, so.
You're running into the weekend, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you, David was absolutely ecstatic about the Russia, about what it
Oh yeah, it's he had the great line. He had a really funny line. He said it's like watching the Sistine Chapel while it's getting painted.
Unbelievable. You know, David is not given to gushing.
Yeah.
Or ebullience. He's a very laid back guy. So this must be something.
It really is. You know, I mean, you know, but it.
Let me. You know, if I was younger, I would participate in this thing financially.
I'm doing every. We're trying to buy it, you know, and we think.
I understand.
You know, we think they're going to get it for us.
All right, but listen to me.
Yeah.
David knows this, though. You're never going to find a signed release by a refund. Okay, this is my premise.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go to her, and as David confirmed, you got to go through Dick Allen, the only living person who can do it.
Right.
Like I told you.
Yeah.
When you show Dick Allen the rushes, if they're what David said, he'll jump in.
Good.
Now, as far as negotiating a price, you're going to have to pay some money for this. That's the way it's going to go, because you're never going to find a release. So that's my premise.
Yeah.
If Warner's doesn't have it in their files, I don't know where you're going to look, because certainly Atlantic doesn't have it. Well, I never had it. I was involved with her in any of the administrative part of releases or anything like that.
Right.
So, anyhow, I just wanted to tell you that, and David is in perfect concurrence with me.
Yeah, yeah. No, he...
The only route, you're not going to find it, you're going to have to pay for it, you're going to have to go through Dick Allen, you show him the rushes, it's going to turn him on. He's a good guy. If he may bust your balls, because that's his job.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I look forward to, you know, having him bust my balls when I own it or when we know what the hell they're going to allow us to do with it. But
he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, good. He was very nice the first time I talked to him a couple of months ago about this.
Yeah.
And once they see it, you know, she, you know, right now she looks like the woman that ate Aretha Franklin.
Oh, sure.
This was Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, she's, it's so effortless. It really is like watching, you know, everybody, you know, a great person in their prime. She just, there's no mistakes, there's no anything, and she is connected to the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting, after we talked the last time, I went back and listened to the Live at the Fillmore record.
Yeah.
You know, what was really interesting to me was the tempos at Live at the Fillmore,
yeah,
with basically the same band,
yeah,
versus the stuff, you know, in the church,
yeah,
and how fast,
yeah,
everybody's running through stuff at the Fillmore,
yeah,
and how absolutely, it's not deliberate, but you know, it's just right.
Well, let me explain something to you. I think I've told you this. The rhythm section that I brought in there was the Ace rhythm section. Ken Curtis's Kingpins, a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The great players. The first thing, there was the idea of bringing a profane band into church. Okay?
Yep.
The next thing was having them go out there and rehearse so that they could reverse the tape and go back to gospel tempo, which they had lost.
Yes.
All black musicians have that in the beginning, but after all of the years of... There's a piece of tape where Aretha actually demonstrates the difference between a gospel a gospel accent
mm-hmm.
and a lay accent on the same song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had them go out there to train with the Cleveland and the chorus to get the exact tempo, the syncopation.
Yeah.
So those are two important things.
It's really evident, you know, just doing an A-B between that and the Fillmore stuff, which I can't imagine. What was first? The Fillmore is like 6 months before?
Don't ask me.
Okay, yeah, I'll do the research. But, you know, Purdy is much faster. You know, it's got to be 10, 15 beats faster per minute.
But you're dealing with different material.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be different, naturally. Why should they be the same tempo?
No, you know, it's not so much the material, but just the feeling of the band is so much faster at the Fillmore, and then locked in and focused at the church.
Sure, because, listen, it's close to rock and roll. They're sure it's going to be a different tempo.
Yeah,
It's not only tempo. There are subtleties of syncopation that may not be apparent to you or to the average listener that have to do with the gospel, not tempo, but the gospel cadence.
Yes, yes.
All right. Listen, my lunch is here.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear you're feeling well. I'm hoping if they don't come today that they'll be there Monday, and I'll talk to you at the beginning of the week anyways.
No problem.
Good, good.
Take care.
You too.